Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire and encourage you to take your perfect and unique step in making your dreams an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. The goal, as always, is to move closer every single day to the life you dream of living. You know, my passion in life is to help you take inspired action in your life, to make progress, to take real steps, no matter how small, so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in a matter of days. So I am so happy to be here with you all today. And of course, happy May Day. Isn't it amazing? It's surprising to me. May has already come so quickly in this year. We have such an important and unique topic today that I am so excited to talk about. We're going to be talking about prosperity consciousness and how to make it real. You know, I'm talking about transforming it into from being just a theory or something interesting to contemplate to an actual state of mind we experience on a daily basis. I've also got Michael Becker here with me today to share in this great dialogue. He's for those of you who are just tuning in along with myself, just to let you know about Michael, he is a business and personal life coach with an extensive executive career in the corporate arena. He's an independent business owner and, like me, is very, very passionate about creating peace of mind, happiness, real dream building, real prosperity for individuals. And such is our topic here today, he is also about helping people feel and see real change and success in their lives. So welcome to the show. Welcome to Inspired Action Radio, Michael.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. I am so happy to be on the show today.
Thank you. And, you know, I wanted to say this as well, which kind of on a side note, I want to comment on, and I'm going to admit it, I know I'm admitting it out there to the world again, is I'm becoming quite a fan of the singing show that's on now, The Voice. And what's interesting is I know it's been on for a while, and no doubt has so many people as fans for multiple years, but I'm new to it. However, I have been a longtime fan of American Idol, and I'm still watching it. But I have to admit, as a new fan of The Voice, there's something interesting about that show. And one thing is that beyond the singing and competing, there's a bit of background being shared about the contestants and the, you know, interesting facts that clearly any age is welcome on the show, which is really quite dynamic. It brings a new dynamic to it. But you really get a glimpse of the real lives and their mindsets. And You know, frankly, it made me think about our topic this week because the intense emotion coming from them related to wanting to change their life, not only from wanting to become known for doing what they love, of course, but some of them are in dire need and they're expressing this to make something happen abundantly in their life. Of course, for many of them, they've actually specifically said financially for their life. And, you know, it gives you a great public glimpse of the powerful emotions attached to people's, essentially the definition of prosperity. Oh, don't you think, Michael?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because it is so interesting. I have to admit the same thing. I love the singing shows too. And it is very intriguing because they spend a bit of time, you know, sharing the people's, their backgrounds and their motivations. And I've noticed, as you have, that, you know, their emotions are very powerful, and it's really not just about the money. I mean, sure, they'd all love to be successful, but for a lot of them, it's about literally being heard, which is interesting, obviously, on a singing show, but they want to be heard. They want to express themselves. They want to feel good about themselves. So, yeah, there is a tremendous amount of emotion behind that.
Right. And they were showing what I thought was really touching is they were showing one of the contestants just talking about simply he was being questioned by the other judges. And he was simply saying, I want to buy a house for my mother. And well, how great was that?
Exactly. That was like, you know, he really summed it up. It's either, you know, it's a house for his mother. It's, you know, being financially, finally being financially independent, not being, you know, hand to mouth for some of the people
right.
That clearly that's their background. So, yeah, it's a lot of different things. But, again, a lot of them have tremendous emotion, tremendous feeling behind that.
Right, right. And typical with the thought process that they're all going through, the emotion that's accompanying that thought process, which we all know in the law of attraction aspect, so very important. And when they put that forward, what they're really doing is they're creating momentum, and we're going to talk about that today, but creating momentum going towards something that they love, which then becomes easy for them to gather up that intense emotion. And going towards something they love that ultimately, yes, we look at that, the byproduct of that success is a financial independence or potentially financial security. And so, but really having just a level of abundance, but being able to do what you love and then have everything fall into place. That's really what was great about what I've been watching with these contestants.
Exactly, and it really kind of gets to the heart of what I've heard you talk about so many times, which is this notion of inspired action. You know, there's the inspiration, there's the passion, there's, you know, going after what you want and pursuing it, but it's not just a mental process, it's, you know, physically the action part of it, inspired action. Actually doing something, and that's what's great, again, to go back to the singing shows, all those people there, they're not sitting at home just dreaming about success. They're actually willing to put, you know, one foot in front of the other and then do that again and take action.
Yes, exactly. And we were talking about also the fact that it's very difficult to start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. This is what people out there quite often are doing. And as we get into the idea of our topic today, which is prosperity consciousness, there's a force that I think is so underutilized out there, which is the momentum. Because a lot of people, because of just potentially not knowing really what to do next or a lot of different circumstances in their life, end up being where they start something and then they stop for quite some time and have to start again versus getting little pieces moving in their life, creating a level of momentum. I mean, let's be honest, when you roll a ball across the floor, you have to push it, but it continues by itself. And that's what we're talking about is being able to create a certain level of momentum through your actions where you don't have to work so hard.
Exactly right. And it reminds me of a phrase that I, you know, I hear in business, have heard over the years, which is that, you know, a good plan today is better than a perfect plan a year from now.
Right.
And to me, that speaks of action. That means you may not have it all figured out, but you're willing to take that first step. And when you take the first step, it's amazing how you then can see what the next step probably should be. And as you take that second step, suddenly the third step happens, and now you have what you just said, which is now you're developing momentum and you're moving forward.
Right, right. And that's what I think for a lot of people is hard to recognize, you know, and especially when they're having difficulty or having challenges, that what sometimes it's great to put your attention on is the fact that what's happening here is momentum isn't being had. It isn't being certainly experienced, because what they're actually doing is that start and stop is taking its toll. And it's really quite interesting how much of that works. And so we're going to actually get quite into this. We're going to dig deep into this, because there's so much that can be, you know, received in terms of it's a lifestyle. It's a whole mindset that, you know, we need to really bring forward. And so today, when we're going to take a break in just a second here, but when we come back, though, we're going to talk about some of the pieces, very important rules, some of especially the unwritten rules. And so let's do that. Let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio. And again, when we come back, we're going to explore what prosperity consciousness means and how we can stop thinking about it and start living it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action.
Everybody's talking at me. We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about how to stop pretending and start actually living our life with prosperity consciousness. Oh my gosh, talk about something worth striving for. So, Michael, I wanted to ask, you know, we've both worked with a number of people on this subject. What are the unwritten rules someone has to understand before they can adopt or start living and thinking about a prosperity mindset?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because it's something that I've thought about for quite some time. You know, there are the kind of the bullet point, you know, rules, guidelines that I know you're going to be talking about in a few minutes. But I think that, you know, as you've discussed many times on the show, I think the unwritten rules have to do with self-value, how we see, feel, and think about our worthiness to receive the good things in our lives. I think that's the foundation to everything else is built on. If we can't see our inherent value and can't genuinely feel good about who we are, achieving prosperity consciousness can be very, very challenging. So to me, that's kind of the unwritten component to it.
Right, and that is critical, actually. You're suggesting, in my book, the number one most important aspect to think about for folks out there, especially myself, because these are pieces of our life where we don't realize how unconscious we are sometimes in realizing what our worthiness is. And just as the rules, the law of gravity, law of attraction, these are laws of the universe, just like those laws are out there, if you're trying to attract something in your life, certainly the idea of attracting it is one thing, the momentum, the process you go through to attract it. But if you're not able to, because you might actually have it come to your doorstep, but it will not come in unless you've got yourself prepared to receive it. So, wow, that self-value is critical for so much of this. And I think that's actually a huge subject that people often don't think as much about, which I think they should, because we all are working on and should be working on a daily basis to improve our internal self-value. And I also wanted to ask, Michael, what prosperity means in a sense? What are your thoughts on when people define that for themselves?
Yeah, to me, you know, prosperity consciousness is a state of mind, a state of being. It's not just about money. And I know for the most part, if you say prosperity consciousness, most people, the first thought will be, well, that's about, you know, that's about money. That's about my finances. It's something economic. And even though that's true, a lot of people would define it that way, I would say that it isn't just money. I mean, it can, for a lot of people, you know, being prosperous has to do with how they feel about their health, what kind of health they're experiencing, what kind of relationships they're experiencing. There's even a big spiritual component to feeling prosperous. So it isn't just about money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would give the example that there are a lot of people, just look around, again, look at The Voice, look at the coaches on The Voice and the coaches that are the judges on American Idol or all, you know, people we see in the media. Many of them are very, very affluent people financially. They've got a lot of money and many of the multiple millions of dollars that they make each year. But if you really look kind of behind the scenes, I think you can notice that, you know, a lot of these people, they have a lot of money, but they're still challenged in life. They have other issues in life, other problems that they're dealing with. And some of them, I mean, I won't mention any names, but some of the people make the headlines constantly with all their dilemmas, I mean, serious ones. It's almost like they go through life, and I hate to say it this way, but it's as if they go through life like crash dummies. And they just keep going, you know, it's the same. You think about it. A lot of these people, it's the same problems over and over and over again, even though they've got all the, you know, most people would say they've got all the money they need. Money isn't making them really prosperous. It really isn't.
Right. Yes, that's so very true. And that's what I think a lot of people have the misconception, that all they need is money and that will solve all their problems. And I think the wonderful thing about that is the world is growing and evolving, and I think there's a consciousness out there that's improving to such a degree that people are starting to realize that it's not necessarily all about money. Money isn't what's going to solve my problems, because you're still going to be the same person. You're going to be living with yourself, whether money's sitting there or not. So the real, again, what we've talked about is being able to receive, being able to put yourself in a consciousness that is open to attracting and then receiving the abundance, which is like what you were saying. It's not just about money, but being abundant, feeling like you have enough, and that, which is a huge key. And then there's also the great question, which I think is really important for people to ask themselves, which is, are you willing to be wealthy? And, of course, there's the natural response to that, which I'm sure many people would have an easy answer to that. Well, of course. But, again, it's a very serious question. Are you willing to be wealthy? And that's where if people were to ask themselves this question a couple of times and get serious with it, there will be some things that potentially come up, assuming, again, that their life is missing something, if they feel that it is. And a lot of that has to do with, again, another key, which is relationship with money. That is a subject that we can, oh my gosh, go on and on about, because relationship with money is a critical piece to where people are at in their life. And that's something that if someone is going to really be serious about adopting a prosperity consciousness, their relationship with money needs to be looked at. For example, I'll give you a piece of my history in the past where I learned that there was a few events in my childhood that I realized half of my adult life I was being affected by that experience. It was affecting how I saw money, what I did with money. And one of the particular experiences was when I was in high school, which is typically when people start to potentially get part-time jobs. So when I was in high school, I got my first part-time job, very, very excited about that. And throughout high school, I had a couple of little part-time jobs. My mother's concept of money was quite different, and her concept affected me greatly, because when I was working at that part-time job and was paid and got a paycheck, I had to release my paycheck to my mother. That was her concept. She was a single mother, and certainly understand now life was challenging at times for her. But the way that occurred affected my thinking about how I handled money when I was an adult, which is when I worked, I didn't get the benefit of, wow, I have my own money. I get to go buy whatever I want, do whatever I need to do. And in this case, it wasn't the case. I had to hand that money over, and I didn't get to decide. And I realized, after really strongly looking at my own relationship with money, that event had a huge impact on my life. So
yeah,
that was,
I mean, yeah. Those kinds of things, when they happen, are powerful. And my guess is that the other listeners can relate to that and think back on their lives and some of the things that, you know, experiences they had, that if you're really honest, you know, we'll have, you can be honest and say, wow, that had a profound effect on how I see money, how I deal with money. And those are big things to do, but you know what? Those are necessary things to do.
Right. Especially looking at, you're right. Absolutely. It is necessary, but it's something that a lot of people, I think, shy away from. and don't put a lot of attention to it because they're not really sure what that's about, or they don't put a lot of attention to it because it's hard. You know, if you've got various experiences that you've come away with and that has affected you, there's an attachment you put on your relationship with money that somehow it's something that causes you pain. And that's a really big thing to take notice of, it because I'm going to say it, it's not money's fault. It's really not money's fault. Money is not the problem. The problem, our attachment, that's what I did, is I attached various types of negative feelings to money that I didn't realize I was doing, and which subconsciously was affecting all of my decisions and how I performed, and putting various reasons of putting my, or simply messing up my priorities. And so that's a very big piece of the equation, is especially looking at the history. And, you know, when we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but when we come back, Michael, I know that you've got some great insight on the idea of looking at the history relative to our own personal history of our parents and our grandparents and various things that have happened to us that we take into our going forward. So that's actually quite an interesting dialogue. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and you are listening to Inspired Action Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about our own history with money and why money is not the problem. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back. back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about such an incredibly large topic, which I know it is. It's got so much depth to it, and I know a lot of people really struggle with this, and that's why we're talking about it today, is what it means to have a prosperity mindset, and again, why it is so worth striving for. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact us. You can actually reach us at inspiredactionradio.com, as well as our email at care@inspiredactionliving.com. We're actually adjusting that, inspiredactionliving.com. And Michael, why don't you go ahead and give folks your email address?
Sure. If someone would like to contact me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at consciousproductcenter.com.
Fabulous. And so, again, we were talking right before the break about the history. Why don't you share a little bit about that, what people need to look at when they're looking about their history with money, Michael?
Well, as you know, Jennifer, I've been doing a lot of coaching with people, also, you know, business coaching, a lot of personal coaching over the years. And as I get into this subject with people, because this is one, believe it or not, that it comes up a lot, that people have issues with prosperity consciousness, and or I discovered that they have issues with prosperity consciousness. And it really is a matter of getting into it on a more than just superficial level. It's about getting into what you have called, and I also called, the history. What's your personal history with prosperity consciousness? And that has to do, for instance, one of the questions is, because a lot of our beliefs that we take into adulthood are a result of things we've learned and acquired and experienced in our childhood. We tend to take those things forward. So one of the obvious questions is, what were your parents' attitudes and beliefs about money? Okay, because you're likely to have picked up a lot of that. What do you know about your grandparents in that regard? What were your grandparents' beliefs and attitudes about money? Because of course your parents probably received those beliefs as children. And then another big one is, how did money influence your parents' relationship? In other words, what did you see as a child growing up with your parents and how they related to money with each other? I mean, those three are huge. And they, of course, they have to do with your past in a big, big way. And another one I'll throw in there is, how did your parents relate to you where money was concerned? How did they, and you just, you know, you gave a personal story a few minutes ago about that. That's one example. But how did your parents relate to you regarding money? These are things that you really need to look at, because however you answer those things will give you some big insights into why you see things in terms of money and prosperity the way you do right now. A lot
right.
of that came from your childhood.
Right, right. And that is so critical. And again, that's why I really find it so necessary to talk about these things out loud, because a lot of people don't talk about them. And simply, sometimes just simply talking about them out loud with someone, or just being able to hear someone talk about it, is a really big factor. And I'm one of those advocates, really, of the fact that sometimes it doesn't take 5-10 years to essentially heal our thought patterns from our childhood. It does not. We have incredible power to heal ourselves in an instant. We just need to bring these things up and start repatterning or aligning our thought process into a conscious prosperity process, which means simply that you're talking out loud about the fact that when you talk about your childhood or you're talking about anything in your past, you pay very close attention to not only what you're saying to yourself, but what words are you using when you talk to other people? How are you expressing stories? And are your stories in any way revealing lack? That's a really big key for people to realize that when they are you sharing stories of some form of lack in your past that you continue to share, those stories that you simply share over and over and over again, because that's your story, that's one of your stories, and that's really important to notice.
It really is important, because it all comes down to the stories we tell ourselves. I mean, we can you can talk about specifics, but we can condense everything down into, and I often actually talk to people this way when I'm working with them in a coaching role, is I will ask them, you know, what's your story around this, whatever, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, whatever the issue is. But when it comes to money, finances, and personal economics, you know, that is the big question. What's your personal story about this? Because the interesting thing with stories is they're things we tell ourselves over and over again. Once we have the story, you know, it's like once we get it written in our minds, we tend to replay that story over and over again because we're convinced we are that story. You know,
right.
That story is me. And as you just said a moment ago, that's absolutely true until the moment you say it's not true.
Right.
Until you're willing to say, look, I've played that story, that video, I've played it enough times that I get it, I understand it, but I'm really choosing not to keep living it going forward. You know, it's enough now. I get it. I've seen it. But now I want to rewrite the script. I want a new story.
Yes.
And that is what we're really all striving for if we're coming forward in life with a lot of stories that are not helpful to us, that are not really supporting us. They may have been true. I'm not saying the stories aren't true. I'm just saying, do you really want to continue with that story, or are you willing to take that first step toward rewriting your story for yourself?
Right.
And that,
right.
That's powerful. That's incredibly
yes.
powerful.
It really is. And once you've done that, the wonderful aspect about, again, building your prosperity consciousness is a couple of main things, which of course is that if you're moving towards something and you're looking for prosperity in whatever particular degree you're looking for it, you've got to have a goal. And goals are incredibly important to have, because it allows you to take advantage of focus and inspired action, the momentum, because we were talking about that earlier. Momentum is the force of success, and momentum allows you to not have to work so hard. It's the idea of working smarter, not harder. And momentum allows you to move forward. And the way to utilize momentum is to have those goals. In fact, I'll just drop in here that next week we're going to be talking about having the right type of goals. And that's going to be really exciting as well. But goals are incredibly important, especially as you move towards a prosperity consciousness, because it not only allows you to be able to focus and start moving that inspired action force, the momentum forward, but it also allows you to continually show yourself evidence-wise that you can do this. And it's, you know, we all have our human brains. We need that evidence. We need to show ourselves and feel good about ourselves and you know, properly look at how, again, our self-value is intertwined into all of this type of consciousness. And so going forward is incredibly important in that respect. And I know this is also one of your favorites, Michael, is masterminding, which is incredibly important going forward for a prosperity consciousness, is to understand the resource, tremendous resource. We actually did an entire show on this, which is the tremendous resource of masterminding. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. That's so important, because the funny thing is, a lot of people, when they hear that, they think it's some kind of an abstract process. And the truth is, that I think people are masterminding all throughout their lives to some extent. They're just not really aware of it. They're not calling it masterminding, but they're actually doing some version of that process. Because all masterminding really is, it's having at least, I mean, it can be more people, but having at least one other person that you can speak with about your dreams, your goals, your challenges, who is there to be supportive of you. They're not going to be, you know, critical of you. They're not going to put down your dreams. They're not going to dismiss them. They are open to you saying those things to them, and they are there to be supportive. And if you, in people who, you know, can't find that, that's why a lot of people are utilizing coaching in their lives, because you're getting someone who has the ability to be objective and who is there, is committed to helping you. And that's what I think you're trying to say, is that coaching is just, can be a very critical piece, because some of these things, doing it completely on your own, can be very, very challenging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the aspect of that as well, having certainly the resource of masterminding, but a group, while you also work with this group to become a leader yourself. And we're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back from the break. We're going to go through a quick list that is intended to plant seeds in our minds, because prosperity consciousness is not just one thing. It's a whole life mindset that requires us to literally look at ourselves, look at our life, look at those around us, and look at what we do as incredibly powerful and completely engaged in the prosperity consciousness process. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And we're going to actually talk more about, again, this list, and especially not pretending anymore, moving forward step by step. So when we come back, we're going to really get into that deeply. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about prosperity consciousness and how to move forward with your whole life mindset being there. And, you know, I want to comment very quickly on, again, inspired action, because that really, along with your own self-value, is the key here. Because inspired action really is about taking initiative and leadership. A lot of people, if they were to look at themselves as a leader, that's actually quite difficult because not everyone considers themselves a leader. They're really maybe the second or third or support or, you know, just someone who doesn't want to be in front. And really in your life, you do need to take on the ownership of that title, because initiative and leadership is what moves inspired action forward in your life, because you're the only one that's going to notice that intuition inside of you that gets the inspired action moving, especially the fact that you have an incredible imagination. And your imagination is another incredibly important key that can bring forward that prosperity, bring forward your dreams and visions, and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is another critical piece, but that's a byproduct, really, because if you have that initiative and that leadership in your own life and know to listen to your and use your imagination on a different level that moves the prosperity, the vision, your goals forward, so you can take hold of that incredibly important force in your life, which is momentum. We all need to work smarter, not harder, and that's how we want to do that, is by, again, taking advantage of inspired action and using momentum in our life. And also, a very important key is learn from mistakes and failures. Except, for example, you want to accept that you're going to have mistakes. You're going to have failures. We are human beings. We go through this in life. Don't be surprised by it. You're going to have to accept that. And the great thing is, though, is wouldn't it be great to learn from other people's mistakes and other people's successes and other people's failures? Those are the type of things, if you're a leader in your life, you can actually take advantage of. Wouldn't you say that, Michael?
Absolutely. You don't have to do this by yourself. You don't have to be in a bubble, in a vacuum. Just open your eyes and look around you and really and see that, guess what? Everyone has failures. Everyone has challenges. And you can learn from that. You don't have to do it. Everything doesn't have to come through you and from you. You can look around and see it, but be open enough to actually learn the lesson that you see in front of you that has to do with other people.
Right. And that's what, again, talking about this out loud, because I think that that brings it into our consciousness from the perspective that we can have our attention on it. Our attention is what can control that aspect of our focus that brings inspired action to light in our lives by paying attention to everything around us, the signs around us. We're going to get those signs, whether it's just somebody who standing next to you in a grocery store, or someone who is making a phone call and you're happen to be hearing their phone call and they're saying something that's going to matter to you. It is amazing how many signs in our life occur on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. If we pay attention to it, we have answers coming to us from all sides. And that's incredibly critical to think about. But I really want to put out there is the tips, several tips that are incredibly important to keep in mind as far as bringing a whole life prosperity consciousness into your living experience on a day-to-day basis. First off, again, bring your attention to how you talk to yourself and what words you use when talking to others. Very, very important. Just start again the hot idea of fake it till you make it, whatever you need to do to pay attention to using words that are in alignment with you having enough, you're prosperous, you're abundant, you have everything you need that comes to you when you need it. Those are the type of things that you want to be saying, not only to yourself especially, but words you want to use when you're talking to others. Also, pay attention to the stories of lack in your past that you continue to repeat over and over again. Michael mentioned this. I think you were talking about that, which is so critically important, isn't it, Michael?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And so also pay attention to your emotions or level of energy around money, because it's not money's fault. Money is not the problem. And we have attached these invisible emotions to money that it's literally placed in the wrong direction. Because, again, it's not money's fault. There's nothing wrong with money. Money can be an absolutely fabulous, wonderful, positive energy force in your life. There's nothing absolutely wrong with it. And because of our temperaments and personalities, because of what's gone on in our culture, because of what's gone on in our past, we've attached these invisible threads to money that have negative connotations to it. They have negative effect. And when we pay attention to when that occurs, if you're holding money or you're having a transaction with money and you notice that negative feeling, the lack, the stress, the challenge behind it, take a look at the fact that, you know what, I'm going to release this thread. It's not going to be attached to the money. It has nothing to do with the money. And when you start doing that, money starts flowing in your life on a completely different level. Don't you think, Michael?
So true. And again, we were saying this earlier, but it is so unbelievably important that you become aware of the stories that you tell yourself, the stories of lack, the stories of difficulties, the stories of struggle around money, around prosperity.
Right.
You need new stories. And we have to
start
telling ourselves, creating new stories.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to say about all of this is that think of prosperity consciousness this way. To be serious about bringing prosperity into your life, you must be at the point in your evolution where you are finally, once and for all, willing, ready, and profoundly interested in living your life with abundance. Critically, critically important. And so I want to thank Michael Becker here today for sharing such great information with me. And thank you all for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. You can actually reach us at inspiredactionradio.com. And I enjoyed so much our time together. And next week, we're going to talk about how to target and embrace the goal that will change your life. Thanks for tuning in and have a wonderful week, everybody.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation.